Welcome to the Strong Mama Podcast. I'm your host, Nicole, mom, exercise physiologist, and pre- and postnatal fitness expert. This show is all about helping you navigate your pregnancy and postpartum journey with more strength, energy, and ease. Each week, pull up a seat for a new topic that will empower you to feel strong, capable, and confident while supporting your body through all the changes of the motherhood journey. Just a reminder that the information on this show is not meant to treat or diagnose any medical condition. Please speak to your medical provider for all things related to your healthcare. I'm honored and excited to be a part of your health journey into motherhood. Now let's dive into today's episode. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Strong Mama Podcast. I'm Nicole. I am your host. I am a mom of two, exercise physiologist, and pre- and postnatal fitness specialist. And you are in the right place if you are looking for all things wellness, fitness, taking care of your body in pregnancy, postpartum, and motherhood. And before we dive in today, I just wanted to give you a little update on some habits that I've been working on in 2024. So we're about 4 weeks into 2024 as I'm recording this, and I've just been working on some new habits that have been, I will say, sort of uncomfortable to make, but any change is like that, right? But they've been really supportive to me and how I feel and how I operate. And they're not necessarily things that I recommend you do, because I think everybody's life is, of course, different. And these are just some things that I've identified as something that will help me to get to where I want to be in my business, in my mindset as a mom. And so I will tell you what those are. The first one that I've been really working on has been going to bed at a decent time. And for me, having that fixed bedtime of 10 p.m., not shutting things down at 10 p.m., but actually physically face washed in bed, teeth brushed, eyes closing at 10 p.m. And I will say that has been a challenge. My husband and I love to have our downtime after the kids go to bed. And by the time the kids go to bed, we're cleaning the house, cleaning the kitchen. And by the time we sit down, it's we only have 30 minutes to an hour to just chill and decompress. And it has been a challenge, but we've worked out a different way to make that system go a little bit faster so that we can have a little more downtime before we do our bedtime, right? So anyways, 10 p.m. has been a great bedtime for me and has just been leading to a lot more energy. And the second habit, which kind of goes hand in hand with that, is waking up earlier. I know that for me as a person, I have more energy, more creativity at the beginning of the day. And by waking up before my kids do, it helps give me that kind of groundedness before they wake up. So I've been trying to wake up. My first alarm goes off at 5 a.m. I'm usually up around 5:15, 5:20, and then I'm getting myself somewhat ready and then doing some journaling before I start a little bit of work before they wake up, which this has just felt so good. It's felt so good to get up, get ready, and start my day before they do. So those are two of the habits. The third one is just relaxing more. I can tend to be a little bit of a workaholic. I don't know if you're familiar with the Enneagram. I'm an Enneagram 3. I feel I need to always be productive. It's the achiever one. And I'm always trying to do something, do, right? I love a good checklist. I love a good to-do list. I want to be moving forward in all things all the time. But that's exhausting. And I have a track record of going hard and burning out. And I don't like that. I want to allow myself and my brain some structured rest time, and not just with binging a show, which is fine, but also reading a book. I've really missed reading, and I'm getting so long carried away with this topic that is not even the topic of today's podcast. So I'm going to wrap it up. But anyways, reading at night, reading a book, trying to read more and just relax more versus working more at night has been really helpful in my just energy and mood as well. So again, not necessarily saying that those habits are for you, just saying that if you need a nudge to do something that might be a little uncomfortable at first, but feel a really nice and welcome change, take the first baby step, go ahead and do it. So that's my encouragement to you. But aside from that, I am ready to get into today's episode because you guess what, you guys? It's February 1st when I'm recording this and the sun is shining for the first time in like what feels like 31 days or maybe even longer. I live in Ohio. We don't get a lot of sunshine as it is, but January, which is actually the month that I'm born in, is always gray. It's gray the entire month and I'm just happy to see the sun shining in as I record this. So let's get into the topic today. All of my episodes lately have been very tactical and a bit on the longer side, like 30 minutes plus. So today is more of a mindset shift that I think will be really impactful on how you think about exercise in this phase of your life. So any of the phases that we talk about here from, you know, fertility all the way through motherhood, I really think it'll affect your motivation, your overall effectiveness of what you're doing, your overall approach. Like this is the mindset shift that really changed the game for me in my first pregnancy, which was about 4 years ago now. So up until that time in my pregnancy, let's just say like up until about like 4 months pregnant or so through that first trimester, I had really seen exercise prior to that as a way to stay in shape. Like basically my mindset at the time was I am exercising so I can sort of maintain my body so that I can stay in shape so I can have this quote unquote fit pregnancy and be active and all the things. So there is some like good intentions there, but there was also some intentions that were maybe a little more rooted in diet culture, which was also affected by the content I was consuming. Like you scroll Pinterest and you see like 6 steps to have a fit pregnancy, you know, things like that. And I've been in the fitness industry for a long time, so I don't easily fall prey to that stuff. And don't get me wrong, I wasn't like super superficial about the entire thing. I definitely wanted to support my body and have a healthy pregnancy. But I also think there was this side that was like, okay, before this, my workouts were primarily to build muscle, to, you know, stay in shape essentially, and to sometimes even look a certain way, which no shame, no judgment. I think that fitness can be both. Like it can be both functional and it can be for aesthetic reasons, which I think function should always come first, especially in this stage of life. But I don't want to like shame any goal. I think they're all valid. But anyways, back to the story. My motivation I found was like starting to run flat really quick because going in with sort of these intentions of exercising to stay in shape, of course, my body was changing. I was fatigued. I had these bouts of nausea, and it was easily just like easy to let it go. You know, it was like, any little barrier would make me skip a workout. I'd feel guilty. The cycle would continue. And then on top of this, I didn't know what the heck I was doing. I didn't know what was safe. And granted, I was coming to this with 8-ish at the time years experience working with clients, group fitness clients, personal training clients. I had studied a lot about exercise, but pregnancy was like this whole new ball game. I didn't know. I didn't know it was safe. And so, yeah, my motivation would dip, would skip a lot of things. And at this time, I was just like kind of desperate. I was like, I don't like this feeling. I have always like been an active person. Right now, this is really challenging. And so that led me to the certification program, my first pre and postnatal certification, to just like study it deeper. Like I'd had the exercise base, but I wanted to go deeper for myself so that I knew how to support myself and stay active. That was my intention. And in doing that, my mind was like blown and forever changed because as I would go through those educational modules, as I went through the course, I started to learn things that changed the way that I thought about exercise in this stage of life. I learned positions to help with labor. I was learning different exercise techniques that helped prevent pain. It wasn't just your how to be safe in pregnancy, which was kind of what I like went into it thinking, like, how can I do this to be safe? How can I stay active? Like very baseline stuff, which if that's your intent, that's great. But I just want you to know there's a lot more to it and that's a good thing. That's not meant to be like an overwhelming thing. It's just the whole mindset shift that we're talking about today. So anyways, what I was learning is it's not just about how to safely train your body in pregnancy. It's more targeted to how can we train for the demands of pregnancy, postpartum, and beyond, and birth too. I forgot to add that in. But how can we be training for these physical changes that are happening to our body? We go through so much, from adding weight to our body that we may have never experienced before. So that puts a lot of added stress on our joints, pelvic floor, all the things, hormonal changes, pelvic floor and core stress, alignment changes. And then we fast forward to like postpartum, and we're bending over 90 million times a day to change diapers, do bath time, pick your baby up off the floor out of a crib, feeding, sitting a lot, baby wearing, all of these different positions that put so much demand on our body and affect how we feel. So in thinking about it that way, here's the shift. We need to start thinking about this phase of life as a sport, and not in a way of approaching it with like the intensity of an Olympic athlete, more so in a strategic, intentional way versus willy-nilly. You know, I was recently taking a postnatal specialist course, or I am going through an additional like postnatal training right now just to like deepen my education on postpartum. And one of the speakers, she's a pelvic floor physical therapist, one of the speakers in there said that, and I really resonated with this, and I think that you'll like it too, but she said pregnancy is the toughest sport you'll ever play, birth is the biggest injury you'll ever have, and motherhood is the greatest gift. And I was like, yeah, that I agree with that. Having been through it, having worked with clients through it, it is definitely a sport. And again, it's not like an Olympic sport. It's not like something that needs to, again, be approached with all this intensity. So I don't want you to get all worked up and think you need to be like doing all the things, but more or less like, can we approach this with more thoughtfulness? Can we approach this with more intention and just specifically focus versus, yeah, again, just like grabbing that random Pinterest workout or like doing this random YouTube video. So that's kind of the shift that we're going to dive a little bit deeper into. I want to give you a little background. So my background is actually in athletics. I haven't talked about that a ton on the podcast, like here and there, but I played softball for most of my life up through high school. I played volleyball for most of my life, like fifth grade up through college. And even beyond that, I would play kind of like recreational competitively beyond college as well. And I've trained for multiple half marathons. I've trained for a full marathon. I don't run anymore. I am burnt out of that. So all that being said, much of my life has been learning and experiencing how the body can adapt to certain types of movement. I'm obsessed with it, always have been. You know, how can I make my body jump higher? How can I move faster? How can I train it to run a marathon effectively? So in a sense, my mind has always worked in this way, but it had just kind of like become dormant by the time pregnancy had rolled around, and I wasn't seeing it at first as this like athletic event that I was training for. So as I continued to get that education, I realized that I needed to treat pregnancy and postpartum the same, like a sport, and I encourage you to do the same as well. And what I noticed when I started seeing movement in this way, as training for essentially a sport, here's what happened. I was much more motivated. I stopped just like grabbing a random YouTube workout. I stopped wasting time on things that weren't really benefiting me. And ultimately, I felt much more confident that what I was doing was helping me now and future. So I feel like one of the reasons that I was like so unmotivated is because I was like, I was motivated to be active, right? Like I love exercise, I love movement, but I was like, is this actually even like doing any good right now? Like my body's gaining all this weight. You know, all these thoughts come up and it's just like, is this exercise or is this workout even gonna like pay off? Like, you know what I mean? Those questions sort of filtered in, but it did. Like it all worked. I stayed active through that pregnancy. Minimal aches and pains. I labored for 30 hours. I recovered from an unexpected C-section. I healed. I regained strength, got back to function, all with this approach of I am training for the demands of right now. I am treating this as a sport. I am treating my exercise routine as essentially like the medicine, the avenue for which I am going to feel better and for how I am going to have an easier time through this phase of my life, through this very challenging phase of my life. So when you think about what your body is going through right now and what your body will be going through in the future, how can you then move your body in ways that will support those demands? How can you shift your mindset from just like exercising to move your body, which is great, I want you to do that, but how can we put a little more intention behind it? How can you stop just like piecemealing it together and going out to grab a random YouTube workout or Pinterest workout? I reference this a lot because I see it a lot, and I also see, you know, the scrolling and the saving of the workouts and stuff and never going back to it. So all no shame, no judgment. We all do it for different parts of our life, but how can we get focused and stop piecemealing it together and get intentional? And I say this not to mean you need to approach this so seriously and with so much intensity, like training for a college sport or Olympic sport. Like, no, I am thinking intention over intensity. You get to have grace. You get to have rest. This doesn't mean like hardcore stuff. I think that sometimes comes across when we're talking about a sport or training for something. But all I mean here is that we are supporting our body in the demands, because even the smallest bit, like I have clients who will work out 2 days a week for 20 to 30 minutes and they are supporting their body intentionally, and it's not a waste of their time. You know, I hear all the time, like, I want to work out in pregnancy. I want to work out as a mom, but I don't want to waste my time. I don't want to, you know, be taking away the time from my kids or my work when I know it's not effective, right? And this is how we counteract that. We get intentional, we show up, we support our body, and we get to be done. You know, it can be as simple as that. So I encourage you to make this shift. I know that as you start to do this and you start to see your exercise and movement more as a support system and a tool for how you will feel stronger, more capable, more efficient, all the things in your pregnancy and motherhood journey, I think this shift will feel really good and will also give you a lot more clarity and confidence that what you're doing is supporting you, and hopefully give you even a motivation boost if that's something that you need. And this is exactly how I approach training my clients as well. We always start off with an initial consultation and movement screening to really get to know you, how your body moves, and then from there, create a program, update the program, tweak based on how your body responds, and ultimately that will help you feel safe, confident, excited to move and support your body. So if it's time for you to get a clear plan to support your body in this sport of pregnancy and motherhood, please reach out. Send me a DM on Instagram at Strong Mama Wellness, or you can just go ahead and book a free discovery call so we can connect and get to know each other better. If you liked this episode, I would love for you to share it with a friend or screenshot and share on your Instagram stories. Tag me at Strong Mama Wellness. I love to see who's listening. All right, you guys, hope you enjoyed this, and I will talk to you next time. And that's a wrap, Mama. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode of the Strong Mama Podcast. If this show has served you in some way, be sure to subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes. Head to strongmamawellnessco.com for more free resources and opportunities for us to work together. Until next time, keep moving.